Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for Hunter Henry, Keith?
Yes, I am, Jones. Let's not waste any time. Let's get right to him like an old Dan Shaughnessy show.
That's exactly what it's like. That is exactly what it's like. In a first, Hunter Henry, right out of the chute on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair, by Shaw's and Star Market. You can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots powered by Verizon 5G. We'll get to all our takeaways from the win yesterday for the Pats in Nashville. But Hunter Henry, how you doing this week?
Doing good, man.
We're happy to see you guys get a nice victory on the road. It's 3 in a row. How'd it feel to get one for Mike Vrabel in Nashville?
Yeah, it was good. I know he was fired up, ready to go, and we were fired up, ready to go for him.
You know, was there anything a little bit different? I know he try to downplay it. Obviously, he doesn't want to make it about himself, but, you know, we were able to see some of the clips after the game in the locker room. Drake May gives him the game ball. You know, you guys haven't been giving Mike Vrabel game balls every week, so was there a little something extra to it this week?
I mean, we're glad to have him, man. He definitely downplayed it, and I don't think anything was personal. I think he enjoyed his time there, but I'm just thankful we have him. Glad to have him on our side.
Glad to have him on your side. You're thankful to have him. I heard Drake May with similar sentiments last night after the game. What stands out most about Vrabel as a coach here so far through seven games?
Just consistent, man. Consistent in who he is. Consistent on the message. A guy that I feel like always has our back no matter what. And just a guy you want to go out there and play for. It's been a lot of fun to continue to grow with him. And learn from him and so many different aspects. I mean, he played, he's coached at a high level. So it's fun being around him.
You know, a lot has been made of the season Drake May has had. Clearly, you've been with him every step of the way. What have you seen him improve on the most from, you know, last year at this time to now?
I think leadership is probably the biggest one. Just command and leadership. He stepped up in a big way. I mean, obviously, you guys see the talent. What are you doing on the football field at a high, playing at a high level, but just the command and the leadership.
What'd you think of Austin Hooper's touchdown catch yesterday? And did you know he had that kind of ups, those kind of ups in his bag?
Yeah. I mean, come on, that's Hoop. That's
I was not
does,
familiar
man.
With this game. I'll just be honest. I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't know
you're
he
the
had
Shaq
that. Yeah. I didn't.
Y'all need to pay attention a little more. That's what Hoop can do, man. No, it was a big time play, big time catch.
You know, I heard this last night, and I don't know if you guys take this as like an homage or if it's just straight stealing. Apparently, yesterday was running back day. Tight end day has been a thing. There's always tight end day. People get excited for that around the league. But what's your take on running back day?
I didn't know that. I think that we maybe need to advertise that a little more. I think George Kittle has done such a good job with tight end day that everybody knows about it, obviously. It was good to get our backs going, though, yesterday on running back day.
No, that's true. That's what I was going to ask you. The last couple of games, you guys have had a lot of team success, but the running game hasn't been as effective. Ramondre Stevenson has a great game, almost 5 yards a carry. You guys ran for 175 as a team. What was anything jump out to you that was different to spring some of those runs?
I think it was just getting hat on a hat, man. That's what it's been all about, just finishing. And then letting the basket into the second, third level. We have some talented backs, so let them get on the second and third level and see what they can do. So we just had to get our hat in that. We were able to be successful and kind of get things going early.
You guys are 4-0 away from Foxborough. You're 1-2 at home. How do you right that ship starting this weekend?
I just come out ready to play. I mean, simple as that. This is a team that just got a big win. It's a really, really good defense for us offensively, so it's going to be a tough challenge, and we'll have to be ready to go from the start.
We already surprised you once with the running back day, but it's time now for the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry Surprise.
Henry, touchdown! Whoa!
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise!
Surprise, motherfucker!
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, once again, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you weren't surprised at all. Hunter Henry, how surprised were you when you found out that Bad Bunny would be doing the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, y'all are funny, man. I was probably like a 50.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry Surprise Question of the Week.
Let's just say Andy Hart would have shattered your scale. Let's just say that. But okay, a 50 on Bad Bunny.
Well, people were saying Taylor Swift, and they're saying Adele, clouds, here comes Bad Bunny.
I wouldn't say I was all the way to 85, but I'm above halfway just because, we're trying to grow the game international, but I was a little surprised. A little different.
Yeah. Well, okay. Indeed. He is Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end, joins us every Monday. Hunter, thanks so much.
All right, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, Hunter Henry.
Very good.
Right off the top, right off the rip, as you like to say.
Yeah.
That.
He was ready to go.
That was Shaughnessy style.
Unlike the Patriots defense yesterday, he was. No, the game was great. They were great. The slow start, though, they were down 10-3.
I was interested to hear Vrabel this morning. Yeah. That was kind of the first thing he went to. He's like, yeah, another slow start.
He was really good post game too in the locker room, all that stuff, and just getting the team. Like, that wasn't a perfect game, but they got another win, another good win. Hard to win three straight games the road, right? Like, all the stats, like, that hasn't happened. Like, Tom Brady didn't do that. So, yeah, overall, I mean, awesome. Awesome performance.
So enough style points for you. This is one of my big things on Friday. I'm like, I didn't really care how they beat New Orleans. I wanted them to go into the Superdome, win that game. It was the middle game of three in a row. This one, Vrabel revenge in Tennessee. Good to get it for him. You hear the players saying that to a man. He got a game ball, as you highlighted, after the game, Keith. Like, it wasn't just another game. Mike Vrabel officially with more game balls than Drake May this year. But, it meant a little extra something. Were there enough style points? Was it an impressive enough showing against a really, really, really bad Titans team?
For me. At first, you were a little surprised. You're like, all right, guys, like, is this going to be the game where they sort of trip up? Like, I don't think they win out, right, as high as we are on the team right now. I don't think they're going to win the rest of the game. So you're like, oh, man, like, because Tennessee is bad. And you're like, I don't know, like, Cam Ward has a couple of good passes. And you're like, all right, like, is this going to be a good game for him? And then, no. The second and third quarter were absolutely dominated by the Patriots. They were then able to just hold on the lead and even put in Josh Dobbs there in the fourth quarter and just sort of like let the clock go away. And, it wasn't 59-0 like one of those type of revenge games, but it was a pretty in control game. I mean, especially early third quarter, or did you feel like Tennessee had a chance?
No.
So maybe in second quarter, I didn't feel like they had a chance.
Even in the beginning of the game, I didn't think they had a chance. It was more annoying than anything. It's like,
all right,
really?
Let's go. Yeah, let's go. Yep.
Cam Ward and DK are going to be just making play after play after play all over you. I found out that's how that's pronounced, by the way.
Yeah,
and
I was saying something else.
So, like, they're just making plays up and down the field, and it was more annoying than anything. I never thought the Patriots were going to lose the game. Even when they were down 10-3 and 13-10, I didn't think that was going to be the case. But to me, yeah, the way they played in the second half,
yeah,
I would say, yep, there were enough style points for me. That was enough of a beat. 31-13, they didn't let Tennessee off the mat in the second half.
But even second quarter, they only had two possessions and they had two long touchdown drives.
Well, and Booty had that great touchdown catch before the half where Jason McCourty's like, they're gonna take the air out of this.
He nailed it.
They want the final strike. But like literally as he was done saying it.
Yeah.
Touchdown to Kayshawn Booty. Brilliant catch by Booty. They score to start the second half, and then you pour it on with the Chaisson defensive touchdown. And, yeah, like, to me, enough style points. I was a little surprised, and I was wrong about this.
On a scale of 185?
I was a 82, like, surprised.
Oh, so a lot surprised.
Vrabel didn't really pour it on in any way, shape, or form. Like, I expected Vrabel to do some sort of grave dancing, pour it on, something like that. We didn't really get any of that, which surprised me.
Yeah, a little bit more higher road than I would have thought. You know, and I wonder if he's just like, I'll let everybody else do the talking. I'll let everybody else realize that the team that fired me has already fired my replacement, and now they have Mike McCoy for the rest of the year. And then I forget who it was, one of the, like, reporter or, like, I don't know if it was Rossini or Schefter or somebody was like, here's an early look at who the Titans might be interested in.
Yeah.
Dog food.
Eeks.
Eeks indeed. Eeks. You're like, so you went from Vrabel to Callahan to McCoy to like Lou and what's his name?
Anarumo.
Anarumo and like Matt Nagy and like these guys. I'm like, that's what you're going to hire?
That's
there?
Your list.
So I think Vrabel's like, I don't even need to do anymore. Like they have to know what a giant mistake it was to let him go.
This is Mike Vrabel after the game. And I think he agrees with your sentiment there, Keith.
You know, I just moved on. You know, I mean, again, there's a lot of guys over there and a lot of people on the support staff that helped us through some decent things, but you know, you kind of move on, and this is a whole different challenge, and I'm excited of where I'm at, and I appreciate the support of our fans to come down here and be excited and be into the football game, and we got to continue to give them things to cheer about and to travel and to come back and play really well at home. So that's what I'm proud of. I'm happy for these players, you know, to have a little bit of momentum and to continue to build it throughout the week.
Vrabel chants in Tennessee, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Did you see some of the signs that were out there, too?
I did.
Like, they miss him. They miss him. He knows that. And, yeah, I mean, obviously he's thrilled. It's definitely a different type of week for him. But to check that box, to get to 5-2 on the season, remain in first place in the division, like, I'm sure when the schedule came out, that was a game that he had circled. Like, oh, it didn't sneak up on him that they were going to Tennessee. But I wonder if he really felt like, hey, we might be 5-2 after this game and in first place. Like, no chance. Like, no. If you're being realistic, there's no way you thought that was the case.
No chance.
So it's like, wow, like, maybe in year one of a rebuild, beating the team that fired you would be like a signature game. But if the season goes as well as it's supposed to go, this will be such an afterthought. This will be like and you beat Tennessee. Like, great.
Right. You went to Tennessee. Oh, yeah, remember how they fired Vrabel, and then you went on to beat the Browns and beat the Falcons and maybe play the Bucks tough a few weeks from now. We asked Hunter Henry about this. Drake May, also, you could tell, thinks very highly of his head coach, getting the win for him in Nashville yesterday.
Yeah, he's a man. He brings it every day. You know, he brings it every day. He challenges us, but he also cares about us and cares about us outside the building. And I think, he's just awesome to play for, and it's pretty cool in that locker room celebrating.
Andy Hart, who you'll hear today at 2 o'clock on WEI Afternoons, he thinks May got a little choked up there.
A little bit emotional.
You think that's what it was?
No.
I didn't.
No.
It does sound that way.
He brings it every day.
If you isolate that part, it's
kind of how he sounds.
Watching him, he didn't look choked up, but it does sound like he got a little emotional there. Yeah. All the feels for his head coach.
The big was an emotional sport.
It was.
That might also be the concussion talking.
Well, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Athletic playoff predictor, as relayed by our guy Chad
Kraft. Oh, right.
The Athletic playoff predictor. I was not familiar with this until last week.
They have their own. Timeout.
Yes.
Should we come up with the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor?
How did we not come up with this until right now?
Have our own.
Yes.
And we can always compare ours to other ones as well.
Well, we got
to
make sure
Patriots 100% chance.
I was going to say we got to make sure we position ourselves properly.
We're ahead of it. 100% chance to make the playoffs.
To make the playoffs, Keith, the Patriots are at 91%.
Not high enough.
Greater than the Buffalo Bills at 89%.
Wowzers.
The Patriots are also at 55% to win the division. As Chad
Kraft.
Kraft points out.
55% to win the division?
It now gives the Patriots a better chance to win the East than the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I get it.
They are at 6% to win the Super Bowl. That trails Buffalo at 9%.
But that went up.
It doubled.
They were 3.5.
It doubled because they beat the Titans.
The math is off.
It's a flawed playoff.
It is.
It's not as good as the Jones and Keefe playoff.
What's the Jones and Keefe Super Bowl predictor tell you? Patriots' chance of winning the Super Bowl, 7%.
Always.
Better than theirs.
It never moves.
Well, it's not going to move after a Titans win, I'll tell you that much.
No, it just stays at 7%.
It's 7% all season. That works for me.
I like it.
We'll have to have Terp come up with a graphic for that.
100% to make the playoffs, 7% to win the Super Bowl.
That's what ours says.
I think we're properly positioned to do that.
But 91%.
I mean.
That's crazy, because you would think just because, like, the way Drake May smashes his head on the ground, I would lower that percentage.
Good point. And again, we'll get to Drake May and needing to protect himself and how much of that was on him yesterday versus randomness. We can get into it. But the idea of the Patriots championship window being open, Keith,
is wild.
And I think it's accurate because right now it has nothing to do with beating the Titans. It has everything to do with how they played through 7 weeks. They're the 2 seed in the East, in the AFC.
Yeah.
The number 2 team in the AFC. Them and the Broncos, we'll get to them and what happened.
Oh, my God.
Are both 5-2. The only team with a better record is the Indianapolis Colts, 6-1. And they look good
they
yesterday.
They do look good.
But it's
going to be
Daniel
Brady Manning.
Jones and the Colts.
It's not Brady Manning?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's Drake May, Indiana Jones?
May and Indiana Jones. But, like,
it's a new time.
Championship window open, I think.
Yeah, it is. The AFC is wide open. You know, it's almost like what we were talking about with the Red Sox in the American League. Now, it didn't work out for them, but
no.
It looked pretty wide open at the time. I think it's fair to say that it was wide open, and the AFC definitely is. I think there's a strong case to be made that the Chiefs are the team. I don't care what their record is at any point in the year. The
still
Chiefs
out of the playoffs at 4-3.
I know, crazy. Mm-hmm. So let's keep it that way. Everybody else keeps winning, then keep the Chiefs out, and then you have a really wide open run to the Super Bowl. But yeah, I thought the playoff window to start the year was wide open. I thought they would step through that. I thought they'd make the playoffs this year. But to really be a contender in advance, no, because it's not baseball. It's not hockey. If you just make the playoffs, you're not normally a contender, right? 2021 Patriots are a great example. Overachieved, 10 wins, happy to be there, played a real team, embarrassed.
Had no chance, and we knew it going in. They had no chance to beat Buffalo, never mind win a Super Bowl.
But every year there's a game or two like that where you watch Wild Card Weekend and you're like, oh, well, that team shouldn't have been there. Like, right. Maybe they shouldn't have expanded the playoffs, like that kind of thing. I thought that might be them, and that still would have been a successful season. But now watching them play 7 games, watching, like, the rest of the league as much as I can play 7 weeks, and you're like, oh, yeah, they're there. They're not the favorite, but, like, they're there. They could win a playoff game this year. I definitely didn't think we would be saying that. As high as I was on the team, I did not think 7 weeks into the year I'd be saying that.
Me neither. So championship window is open. That's the Pepsi key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, pretty good text. The Jones and Keefe Super Bowl predictor had the Ravens winning, so I don't trust it.
Well, that was preseason.
They haven't not won it.
We didn't have all the data yet at that point in time. We were also quite high on the Bucs.
That's true. We have weeks of data.
Not making fun of us for that. No. I didn't hear anybody making fun of my Titans in the first half yesterday. I didn't hear any of that.
Nope.
6-1.
Baker Mayfield MVP.
Yeah,
I had that.
Well, you had that.
Well, the Keefe predictor had
yes,
that.
Yes, Keefe predictor, not Jones and Keefe predictor.
The subset of the Jones and Keefe predictor.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in line today on a Victory Monday, a Patriots Monday. Revenge for Mike Vrabel. Did they have enough style points beating up on Tennessee yesterday? And is that championship window open? Agree or disagree? Again, it's 617-779-7937. We'll take you around the NFL's Week 7 in what happened. At 11:30, we'll talk to Christian Ellis later on in the day. If you missed any of Hunter Henry, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. Keith has already mentioned this a couple of times. Should we be concerned about Drake May and his ability to protect himself? That's right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The New England Patriots are now winners of 4 in a row after yesterday's 31-13 win over the Titans in Tennessee. Drake May finished the game 21 of 23 for 222 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 62 rushing yards. May's completion percentage of 91.3 is a new Patriots franchise record for the highest single-game completion percentage. Up next, the Pats return home to host the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. The Browns are now 2-5 after after yesterday's 31-6 win over the Miami Dolphins. Tonight is a Monday Night Football doubleheader. First up, the Detroit Lions host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You can catch that call of the game right here on 93.7. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock with kickoff at 7 o'clock. And at 10 o'clock, the Houston Texans are in Seattle to play the Seahawks. Boston Bruins have now dropped 4 in a row after falling 3-2 to the Mammoth in Utah. David Pastrnak scored both Bruins goals in the loss, and Jonas Kopitar gave up all 3 goals on 27 shots. The Bees return to the TD Garden tomorrow night to host Brad Marchand and the Florida Panthers. Puck drop is at 7:30. Last night in the ALCS, the Blue Jays evened their series with the Seattle Mariners at 3 games apiece after a 6-2 win in Toronto. Game 7 is tonight. First pitch is at 8:08. The winner of this series will move on to play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the World Series beginning on Friday night. And the Boston Celtics will begin their regular season schedule on Wednesday night at home against the Philadelphia 76ers. At the 99 Restaurant, 1499 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the new grilled teriyaki chicken for flavor that's always kicking. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What a throw. Woo! And what a catch.
Sick catch.
Awesome catch. When people say fingertips catch, that's what that thing was.
Like the back half of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't catch the whole ball. That was awesome. That was a, you know, we've been talking a lot about Drake May's deep ball this year. You know, last week Taylor Kyles was on talking about like the stats on passes 20 yards or further down the field. He's like nearly perfect. Add to it in this game. The numbers are off the charts. And Kayshawn Booty really has emerged as a legitimate wide receiver in the NFL.
So I scroll by quick. Did Curran compare him to Anquan Boldin, or is that something the Twitch chat has been doing? I've seen that come up before.
Booty to Boldin?
Yeah, and that's like high. That's really
Boldin
high end, obviously.
Sick. Yeah, but, I don't know about that.
But Kayshawn Booty has been, this year, so reliable it's not even funny.
Yeah.
And that's an incredible catch. Fingertips going to the ground, end of the half, And that did really help turn the game. Between that, their drive to start the second half, where what did they come out with? How long was that drive? I don't have it in front of me. But the drive
12 for 88. 12 plays, 88 yards.
And they eat up
7.5 minutes.
They eat up half the time.
Yeah.
And then Cam Ward gets out there and turfs it, and Kalavon Chasen runs it back. Next thing you know,
that was quick.
The game's over.
Yeah.
And it started with that touchdown. I don't think that was May's best throw of the day. His best throw,
the Mac Hollins one,
was either the Mac Hollins one.
Might have been that.
Where he just dropped it right over the defender.
Steph Diggs on the sideline,
too. The one to Steph Diggs up the sideline, considering how backed up they were, was a great throw, too.
That was nasty. And that's one where Jason McCourty was, right? Where he was like, Steph Diggs has those late hands.
Yes.
Those late hands. So you're trying to cover Diggs. You're like, oh, the ball's not coming. And then he's just like, whoop, catches it. And that was right in there. And that's when the broadcast crew started talking about nobody throws a better deep ball right now than Drake May.
Well, we heard,
and they might be right.
We heard some of that during the broadcast. We heard some of it after the game as well. Post-game commentary, which we'll get to later on in the show. It is Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. Already talked to Hunter Henry. We'll talk to Christian Ellis later on. We'll take a spin around the NFL's Week 7 coming up. And what happened at 11:30? So stay tuned for it. A reminder, football talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That's the good with Drake May, Keefe.
Yeah.
Patriots accuracy record, completion percentage record, which is wild. Minimum 20 attempts. He broke a record that Tom Brady previously held, which happens seemingly every week. He's breaking things that Brady does or tying things it's that wild. Brady does.
When there's an incomplete pass now, you're surprised.
Yeah. 21 of 23. That's 91%. Tom Brady was 88.5% against Jacksonville back in 2009. He had 16 straight completions in this game. He was kicking himself after the game for one of the incompletions he had to Kyle Williams. He only had two of them on the day. So that's all the good from Drake May. The bad. Does he know how to save himself and protect himself? And how much of yesterday smashing his head off the turf do you put on Drake May?
So this is where it's tough to thread the needle, because I've always been a he can run, he should run guy. So if you pop your head a couple times, I'm not going to be like, oh, stay in the pocket and never run. Like, he needs to run. That's what helps. That's what will help separate him from other quarterbacks. Some of the other great quarterbacks in the league, they also have the ability to do it. Darts and scampers. I'm all about throwing darts and scampering. And so yesterday was a good example of that. But this is now a couple times where we've seen him when he's going down trying to pick up the extra yard, rather than the slide or the get out of bounds or even kind of landing like on your shoulder, he's gotten wrapped up in a way where he lands pretty hard on the back of his head.
Well,
and they didn't go to the tent before.
No. Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember your exact take when he did this earlier in the season is you're like, well, they're definitely going to flag him next time.
Well, because he was asked about it, and he was even like, yeah, I know I had to get up quick because they were going to flag me. I'm like, ugh. Like, I appreciate your honesty, but you're going to get in trouble with that.
That's why I think he went to the tent yesterday. And they should. Your head slams off the turf.
Well, did you see his first reaction?
Yeah.
He was like, his helmet was on, and he kind of shook his head. I'm like, and then so remember the last time that happened, next throw, interception. What happened this time? Throws it 2 yards behind Pop Douglas, who makes an incredible catch, but it's like the guy isn't seeing straight, and I'm like, don't call a pass play until like he's got his feet under him. So that part's a little bit concerning. Hopefully you can learn from that, but I'm not going to freak out and be like, he can't run. I want him to run.
I also want him to run. But you get why week one against the Raiders, it looked a little weird, and he was so preoccupied with sliding, because they might be drilling that back into him after this week. You mentioned May leaving for the concussion check. What happened was Josh Dobbs came in.
Credit to Dobbs.
Huge play.
Yeah, they needed that at that time.
He hit Pop Douglas on 3rd and 5 for 18 yards. So he came out and got a huge first down to keep it going. At the time, it was a 17-13 game. You forget it. It felt like a blowout. But you forget it. Dobbs comes in, makes a big play, moves around in the pocket, and is able to hit Pop Douglas on 3rd and 5. May comes back in, the play you were talking about.
Yeah.
Maybe cobwebs are still there.
Yeah, for sure.
And he hits Douglas for a 5-yard sliding catch. I'm not sure that's what happened on that. The pick against Pittsburgh, I agree. Pop Douglas has consistently not sat down on some of these routes. And I wonder if Douglas just kept running.
You could be true. I'm going with my Keefspiracy that he is super accurate unless he's got a conky. And so I don't know if he did or he didn't. The league's going to tell you he didn't because he came back into the game, but he definitely got hit pretty good there.
Very next play, they get in the end zone. Ramondre Stevenson with a rushing touchdown. He was good yesterday.
He was
we got to give it to him.
Two guys that really let him down earlier in the year were both good in the game. Now, Pop Douglas only had a couple of catches, but that one catch was awesome, kept the drive going. And then Ramondre Stevenson right away. Now, this is something that I think Mike Vrabel really wanted them to do. This is also something that Tennessee is bad at, is stopping the run. And then Jeffrey Simmons gets hurt.
But so was New Orleans, Buffalo.
Oh,
and
I didn't expect
Carolina.
This. Yeah, I did not expect 175 on the ground. You were like, all right, if it's not against Tennessee, then like, man, what a big problem it is. But it also goes to show you why Vrabel is sort of stuck with Ramondre Stevenson, because Antonio Gibson's out for the year. Trevion Henderson doesn't look like he even knows where he's going. And then you have Terrell Jennings now up from the practice squad. The only back on the current roster capable of the game that they had yesterday was Stevenson. And you got it out of him, and that's because Vrabel stuck with him.
It's true. And look, I didn't think he'd do that yesterday.
No.
Again, it was a good matchup, but they've had tons of good matchups. And mm-hmm. It's the first time they've looked good running the football. So maybe there's something untapped there. Because we talked about it all last week. Got to get the run game going. Mm-hmm. And to their credit, they did. Meanwhile, Drake May, after the game, said he wasn't feeling any after effects.
Yeah, I feel all right. Just got to get down. Just landed awkward and felt all right. But no, I feel good. So.
Vrabel also was asked about him getting down.
It was all right.
Needing to slide in those spots. Here's the head coach.
No, I just wait for the doctor to tell me how he's doing. Get the next guy in there, which is Dobbsy, and get a play in there. And then when the trainers tell me that he's okay, then we put him back in there, and we'll talk to him about, you know, protecting himself and being smart. But I think he's tried to do that for the most part.
Yeah, it's funny because
for the most part,
a couple weeks ago, Brian Daboll lost his mind when Jackson Dart went into the tent. Remember, he like didn't want Russell Wilson out there at all. He's like, "Hurry up, get him out of there." Vrabel wasn't as freaked out about this one, you know. And good for Dobbs. Like, if Dobbs can go in there and make a play, it's a big play, keep the drive going. If drive stalled, who knows how the rest of it plays out? But yeah, then May goes back in, which obviously is a good thing to see. But I mean, 7 games into the season. So last year, he got knocked out of a game. Mm-hmm. This year, 7 games into it.
Well, he got knocked out against the Jets, didn't return. He also left against the Chargers late in the year.
Yep.
And then this year, he probably should have been flagged against Pittsburgh, wasn't. And
right.
Now he left this one.
Yeah. So something to keep an eye on.
It is.
Obviously.
And
I'm with you.
I'm with you. It's a fine line where it's like, I don't want him to stop running. I think his athleticism. Vrabel talked about it after the game. He talked about it this morning with Greg. That's a huge, huge, huge piece to his game. It keeps defenses honest. Like, I think that's a massive thing. So I don't want him to stop running, but I also don't need him out there trying to get every last yard and then smashing his head off the turf. So there is a happy medium in there.
Yeah.
And I think some of that was on display yesterday. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Are you concerned Drake May won't last through the year? Meanwhile, speaking of Vrabel, he was on with Greg this morning. Interesting Rorschach test of an answer, Keith.
Rorschach?
Did I say that right?
No.
Rorschach?
Rorschach.
Rorschach?
Rorschach.
Rorschach.
No. Shack. It looks like it. Rorschach.
Is that how you say
it?
Yeah,
he's also a famous character in Watchmen. The Rorschach test.
Isn't that the guy from Mr. Cotter?
Yeah.
Isn't that him?
I think so.
But it was a real, like, choose-your-own-adventure answer here from Mike Vrabel, which
yeah.
I heard it one way. You heard it another. Nick has a whole other theory on it.
This is true.
So let's get to his answer on Stephon Diggs this morning, because I found
it
to be interesting.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
That's next.
This is a specific request.
Yeah, this is the Road Warriors. Oh, this is the Road Warriors theme. Yeah, the Legion of Doom.
Got it.
Hell yeah, that's what he's saying. We gotta be Road Warriors.
I heard him say that. I didn't know what that was.
This should be their theme song. They're 4-0 on the road.
I did see you perk up and ask Nick for something.
Nick's the best of the business.
Great, that was a quick turnaround. Great turnaround.
A five-second ad on YouTube.
Yeah, look at that. And it paid off. I think it was great. I think it added to the show. I think people are going to look back fondly on today's show. They're going to remember the Road Warriors theme song.
I think that's what's going to stand out at the end of the day. I would agree.
That and Hunter Henry right off the rip. First words, Hunter Henry. I think Hunter Henry spoke before I did on the
show
today.
I think you had the perfect analogy. It was Shaughnessy show-esque.
Classic.
When will Jones actually speak in the first segment?
Welcome to the Dan Shaughnessy show. Here's
Bob
Ryan.
Certainly after Burt Breer. Yeah. After Shira Springer. It's not going to be before that.
Nope.
You hear inside the locker room, Drake May has already, as we said earlier, given more game balls to Mike Vrabel than the other way around. But it tells you that that meant something. Everybody knew it meant something. For everybody who downplayed it last week, they gave the guy the game ball, for God's sakes, after the game. So we all knew that meant more and meant something. I'm surprised Vrabel didn't stomp on their throats and, go for the jugular, to use a couple of different analogies for it. I thought he was going to pour it on more than he did, and he didn't. But that meant a lot to Vrabel. You heard it there in the locker room after the game. You also heard Mike Vrabel this morning on the Greg Hill show.
Mm-hmm.
This is, again, a bit of a Rorschach. Sharsh?
No.
Shaq?
Rorschach. Like Love Shaq, but Rorschach.
Like the basketball player.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's how I'm going to remember.
Yeah, him too.
Okay, Rorschach. Yeah. Answer, I thought, because we both heard this interview driving in.
Brag.
A rare content replay. From Greg.
Yeah.
Brag on that.
But worth it.
It was.
Yeah.
It very much was.
I always like hearing from the coach.
So listen to this. And is this a compliment or not about Steph Diggs?
Can you express what you have had?
Sorry, hang on.
He's diving right into it.
Hang on.
Hold on, Nick. We were complimenting you earlier.
Set it up and then paused. I got a little antsy.
Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah.
Every Patriots Monday, Nick, throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade local, member DIF-FDIC. Now, here is Mike Vrabel on Steph Diggs.
Can you express what you have had in your expectations for Steph Diggs?
He's easy to talk to. He's fun to be around. He's the same guy every day. Communicates well. If something comes up or he, again, our conversations are very easy. They're good. He's doing everything that we've asked him to do, and hopefully we can keep going.
Okay, so I thought that was a little glass half empty, like pauses,
he's
searching.
Just finding the right words.
Or you could say he's searching for the words to try to answer the question. Hopefully it continues is what kind of stood out to me, but you heard it different.
I heard it different. I thought it was very complimentary because they were talking about, I think the question before that was about sort of like the leadership, and he even brought that up before he was asked about it. So he was, I think they're talking about like the receiver room and like how that has really been sort of a highlight almost this season, especially with the low expectations for him. And he singled out Steph Diggs at first, and then Matt Collins as well, like veteran leadership on the team. And then they ask him that question, and I think that is a compliment, especially when you look at like alpha wide receivers or diva wide receivers, depending on how you want to use the term. He specifically says he's the same guy every day. Because I think people in Philadelphia might argue that A.J. Brown some days shows up one way, some days shows up another.
Oh, that's fair.
So I thought that was a pretty good thing to hear. He did have long pauses in there, but I thought the words were all positive. Now, Nick also has a third theory.
Yeah, Nick, what was your theory? Because I was like, boy, he doesn't sound like
a little...
He's sold it's going to continue with Diggs. Mm. You heard it as very positive. What did you hear there, Nick?
I thought he just wanted to get out of there. It was like 6:45 or whatever it was.
He had been on for a while.
He gets out of there quick if they keep him a little late.
Okay.
His headphones were off before they even said goodbye.
Could have been that.
He might have just wanted to leave. He's had three straight road games. He's like, listen, I gotta take a break. I mean,
like his last answer was like 10 seconds long on the changing of the culture. He was out of there.
So maybe it was that.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just like, guys, I got other stuff to do.
Yeah.
I've given you ample time, and I'm going to move on with my day. Maybe it was that.
How'd
you read his answer on Steph Diggs, though? You can discuss on the phones. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Well, there's only three options. It's either good, bad, or he's tired.
There's got to be more.
Yeah. But more nuanced to it.
It was so easy to just be like, yeah, I mean, Steph's been great. He's been a great leader. And he said some of those things. But he also searched for the right words, and then he's like, hopefully it continues at the end.
Did you see those guys in the locker room, though, after the game? When Steph Diggs went there, and he like was grabbing them, and then Vrabel turned around, and then he like backed up a little bit like Vrabel's going to hit him.
The reason it stood out to me is because Diggs has shocked me so much in the leadership category. Yeah. I've come in every week and said that. And just to hear him say, well, hopefully it continues, maybe I'm hearing something that isn't there. But that stood out to me. So again, you guys can discuss 617-779-7937. Josh is in Dallas. Get us started today, Josh.
Hey, I was just wondering, though, why we're so low on New England and their record, especially beginning of the year. We spent over $300 million on free agency, had the top four draft pick with a low schedule. People still have 8-9 wins. Tom, Curry, Greg, I know Keith and John, I love y'all.
I had nine in the playoffs.
Yeah, I had 10 in the playoffs. I don't think that was that low, to be honest. And I think part of it was I thought Buffalo and Baltimore and Cincinnati and Kansas City were going to be a lot better than they currently are. So, yeah, they're playing better than I thought. But, I mean, 10 wins is, like, pretty positive season.
Yeah, so Josh, that wasn't high enough for you, Josh? We weren't high enough on them with 9 and 10 wins in the playoffs?
No, I honestly thought it was 13. I mean, you look at the games besides Buffalo, we lost it. I mean, we won that game, but I had them beating the Raiders, so I guess that gives out on the take of that.
Okay, well, Josh, I'm sorry. Your phone is iffy at best.
Yep.
So he had him for 13 in the preseason. I don't remember him calling, but good for you, Josh. Good for you that you had 13 and kept it to yourself in the preseason.
Yeah.
And you were right, we were wrong.
Well, the schedule was really bad, and it might have gotten even a little bit easier. Right. So like that was always something they had to their advantage. But the question was, this is a team that had won four games in back to back years. And yeah, they have a new coach and they have new coordinators and they have some new players. But what kind of leap forward was like specifically Drake May going to take? I thought he was going to be better. I don't know if we thought he was going to be this like MVP candidate. Like, please.
No,
I don't think anybody, even the biggest Drake May fans going. Like, I don't think Chris Schein had him on his short, or did he pick him?
No, Schein
at the beginning of the year, he didn't pick him to win the MVP, did he?
No, Schein was afraid to say he'd have better numbers than Mac in 2021.
Right. So he was very hesitant. But that's the thing, is like you're getting an MVP play out of your second year quarterback. So now, sure, like sky's the limit. If you want to say, hey, they could get to 13 wins, you're not wrong. But to say that we were down on the team with 9 or 10 wins is also a little bit much.
I think we were higher than most. So, I mean, we were down compared to that caller, but I think we were higher than most. 617-779-7937. You guys can discuss there. Meanwhile, speaking of leadership, and that was Mike Vrabel on Steph Diggs, I think we're seeing May grow as a leader, not just on the field, but growing as a leader. We'll give you some examples of that with all your takeaways from the Patriots' victory, 31-13 over Tennessee yesterday in Nashville.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.